Get over, man.
Got a new show for y'all.
Got a damn good show. Hey, man, you need to frame yourself. Your arm's hanging out the shot.
Yeah, move your big ass head so I can see the monitor.
Man, these, these progressives, man. This woman, as soon as I looked at her, I said, yep, crazy woman.
Yeah.
All I have to do is, well.
Dave hijacked the Democratic Party, man.
There's no such thing as a liberal anymore.
There's no such thing. They're all gone. We need a third party.
No, you don't.
Yeah, you do.
One party is good enough.
You need at least two sane parties. Right now, we just got one crazy and one sane. We need another sane party to even things out.
Yeah.
You can't come back crazy.
All right, so this woman on TikTok, I'm telling y'all, TikTok is a window to a mental asylum. They banned our TikTok.
Yeah, well, we still got one. I got a strike. I said, man, we got to chill out over here for a couple months.
Can't post
that. Let things die down over here. But you can be crazy and progressive all you want. You can be black racist and pro Hamas and all that.
Yeah, but check out this woman. She's claiming that the country's doing better because we got Biden in office.
Do she got some facts? Is she going to share any empirical research?
Let's go to the video.
I just don't want to hear a bunch of theories now.
Check out.
Is this a serious question? You're asking me if I truly think that the country is in better place now than it was when Trump was president. Yes, I do. Of course I do. And of course, Biden has spent much of his time cleaning up the that your fat president, Nimrod, stupid criminal, did to damage this country for so many years. And we're still cleaning up. Not only are we cleaning up governmentally and policy-wise, but we're cleaning up the shit on the streets because you racist keep f***ing everything, shooting everybody, and basically being prejudiced about against anybody who doesn't look like your white f***ing skin and blue eyes. So do I think this country is in a better place than it was when Trump was president? Yes, I do. You cannot change my mind. Don't even try, because the facts are there. Do some research. Factual research. Not opinion now. Facts.
Hey, she's talking about facts, and she's spitting up with opinions.
I mean, if you don't think Trump supporters do a lot of search and fact-checking, why didn't you share any facts? We're just a bunch of dumb, stupid white supremacists.
Hey, Kevin, I don't think she knows the difference between facts and opinions.
I don't think she does either.
She's talking about these are all facts, but she was just expressing her opinions.
And how many
facts? Facts is like something like a statement you can prove with evidence. Mm-hmm. You shared a bunch of personal opinions.
Ad hominem attacks. That's what you shared.
I knew you was crazy as soon as I saw your haircut. Is it with women and short hair and just being batshit crazy? High strung and just.
Yeah. You can't honestly think the country's better off with Joe Biden.
No, she honestly thinks that. Biden.
Everything. Let me talk, man. You hogging all the airtime. Damn, is this the Keith Hart show? Or is this the Hart twins? Nah, I forgot what I was going to say. Go ahead and fill it in.
So Biden's cleaning up for Trump's mess. What did Trump do that's ruined the country? What did Trump do? What is Biden cleaning up?
Yeah. He had the border situation fixed.
Well, he's
building a wall.
He had it tolerable.
Yeah.
It was going in the right direction.
It was manageable.
It was going in the right direction.
Things was looking better. I could see light at the end of the tunnel.
Right. It was going in the right direction.
We don't got a bunch of illegals in our cities sleeping on street corners, pissing and taking dumps and busting nuts all over the place. We didn't have that when Trump was in office. We didn't have wars going around in the world. And I know people are probably going to say, well, that's not up to the president of the United States. Yes, it is. Leadership, strong leaders can prevent wars.
Diplomacy would have kept Ukraine, Russia from going down.
Yeah. And the thing that's happening in Israel, man, that could have been avoided, I think.
Didn't happen when Trump was in office.
Yeah, all these bad. I mean, correlation does not prove causation. But, man, it's starting to rhyme because all the shit is going down since Biden took office.
Yeah.
Wars. You know what I'm saying? Inflation went through the roof. I know people are going to say, well, that's not a president. I mean, liberal policies, well, I'm not going to say liberal, but progressive policies, when they shut down this country, start imposing all these COVID restrictions on businesses, Man, it killed a lot of jobs. I know what fresh Trump closed everything down, but after several months, a lot of Republicans started opening up their states.
Yeah. I mean, what did Trump do that I'm just saying.
Why is she saying Trump supporters are racist and they're going around shooting everybody?
Well, you had a couple of those incidents where those white supremacists were shooting up places.
Man, Negroes are killing way more people than Trump supporters.
Well, I mean, she's not going to disparage Negroes because Negroes make up about 95% of all Negroes, they vote Democrats. So she's not going to disparage them. It's real easy to disparage white people, especially if you're white. Makes you look superior.
Makes you look better. It makes you look like you one of them to the black folk.
Yeah, that's why she's like that.
But she didn't share anything that was factual.
Yeah, just opinions. Like, there's a vernacular in the black community. Facts. When you hear something somebody say and you like it, you say facts. That's facts. They don't even spell facts anymore. facts is spelled F-A-C-T-S, facts. Black people messed that up. It's F-A-T-Z, facts.
They say it like that now?
Yeah, they don't spell it right.
They like to put 100, too.
Yeah, keep it 100. It's like, and now people think just because you hear something,
a point of view that you agree with, automatically
it makes it a fact. No, yeah. They're just expressing their opinions and you agree with it. You expressed a bunch of opinions, no facts to back up your opinions.
Yeah.
But you claim that's what Trump supporters do.
Yeah. When I looked over your video, it just feels like you're
crazy. That's what you are. You batshit crazy.
You just don't look crazy. You just don't like Trump. And it really showed in the video because you called him a big, fat, stupid, you know. I mean, you didn't. What I'm trying to say is, you crazy bitch, you didn't present yourself well. You didn't make a strong, valid argument. All I heard was ad hominem attacks and lunacy. That's all I heard.
Yeah. You cannot be an idiot. Like, Trump's a billionaire. You cannot be an idiot and become a billionaire. You could be born a billionaire because of your parents. If you're an idiot, you're going to throw all that away. Yeah. Look at Biden and his son. He's a total loser. How many videos you did on Biden's son? How about Biden's daughter? She's a crackhead too, just like a brother.
Yeah. How about the miscarriage of justice? Ah, Biden's corrupt legal system is persecuting that man for political gain. You ain't say anything about that.
Yeah, talking about,
I wouldn't.
Shut up. Talking about his property in Mar-a-Lago is only $18 million when the damn land alone is probably $100 million.
Man, Trump's pubic hairs in that building is worth $18 million. You know them. Yeah. You know they want some of that Trump DNA. That DNA is superior. I want me a Trump baby. All I need is a drop of semen from Trump.
What are you talking about?
I'll have me a future billionaire, man. When he inherited a lot of money, but he didn't. The wealth he has now, it's nothing that he had that was inherited. No, he made some out of himself. It takes discipline. It takes intelligence.
You gotta have
achieved. Stop cutting me off.
You gotta have a business acumen. You cannot be an idiot and accomplish the things he's accomplished. What have you accomplished besides that horrible haircut you got?
And that damn, well, what's that dude he's read them books to kids? Roy Rogers? What's his name?
Roy Rogers. Mr. Rogers. You talking about the damn restaurant. You go to Roy.
I'm thinking about chicken. Man, what's his name, Mr. Rogers?
Mr. Rogers.
You wearing that damn short haircut, wearing that damn Mr. Rogers sweater.
She was wearing a sweater?
Yeah, pull it up. You see it? She wearing a damn Mr. Rogers sweater.
That's Mr. Rogers' sister.
That shit crazy as hell. It's a V-neck, too.
That's Mr. Rogers' sister.
Where you get that damn sweater at? Goodwill? She like Ellen, don't she? You need to go get you some melon from somewhere. You looking straight crazy. Look like you just got off. Look like you missing a dose of melon. You just look crazy is what I'm saying. Like, you shared opinions. I shared a lot of opinions, but I shared some facts. Things were better.
Yeah, the border.
Damn eggs is appreciating more than gold since Biden's in office. Damn.
If I'd have known what I knew now, I'd have bought all kinds of eggs. I'd be a billionaire right now.
Yeah, man, you been.
Yeah, that's right. Eggs went up more than gold.
Yeah. Eggs is like gold now with Biden's administration.
Damn, good shit. Ain't got no
That's crazy, man. She actually going, next time election comes around, she's actually going to vote for him. A dude that falls going up the steps, sounds like a mumbling idiot. He fumbles. You can't hear. Dude's crazy. And she's going to run to the polls and vote for him.
Yeah, because she's insane. I've noticed, like, a lot of Democrats, they're, like, they're irrational, mentally sick people. Seriously. Anyway, we got a new giveaway going.
Don't forget, men can be women, you know.
Yeah.
Women got
They don't even know what a woman is. You can squirt semen, put on a dress. Oh, you're a woman now.
It's a new kind of woman. That's woman 2.0 right there.
Squirting semen.
A woman with nuts.
Hey, man, let me. We got a new giveaway going. Go to officialhawkstwins.com. Give them away a Ford Bronco and $10,000 in cash to end the win. Go to officialhawkstwins.com. Anything you buy from the site gets you automatically to win.
Yeah.